Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Hey, it is 6:51. Time for good news. Every weekday morning we love starting our day with good news. And we'd love for you to share your good news. Do you have some good news? Call us. 860-247-9570. We've got Gavin standing by phone at his home in Hebron. We've got Walmart Jeff in the studio in Hartford, and I am at my house broadcasting in Windsor. So I guess I'll start. I've got some good news, guys, mostly for Walmart Jeff, not necessarily for you, Gavin. Sorry. Here we go. Good news, Walmart Jeff. Breweries and some liquor stores are now offering curbside service.
Yes.
So if you're worried about going into the store, because liquor stores are still around here remaining open, if you're afraid, some places are now offering curbside beer sales and creating drive-thrus, like makeshift drive-thrus.
The other day when I went to the package store, Courtney, I bought so much, the guy actually told me to bring my truck around back so they could just load it up. It was like curbside.
Yeah, that's pretty much curbside service. That is my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
Hey, you know, I like to drink too, you know. I drink Moscato wine. I have to stock up in this quarantine, you know.
Yes.
Well, I know I heard earlier Walmart Jeff is looking for some new projects for his kids since he's homeschooling them. Well, if you're looking for a fun project to do with your kids, there is an awesome movement that is happening right now from Hartford Hospital. It's called Hearts for Healthcare Workers. And of course, our healthcare workers are doing an amazing job putting their lives on the line and going into work. Mm-hmm. And this is a project where all you have to do is put a red or pink heart on your door or mailbox. So every time that a healthcare worker goes to work, that they know that their community is supporting them and sending them love. So you can be really creative with these hearts, and who knows, maybe you can use leftover beer cans, Walmart Jeff, if you want to make a heart. Anything you can do to support our healthcare workers is like super important right now.
I love that, Gavin. That is such a great idea. I'm wondering if at some point people are going to tie ribbons around trees or something like that to show support. I love it. Thank you, Gavin. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is actually a really good news story. This is from Springfield, Missouri. A woman actually gave birth to a baby inside a Walmart. You want to know where she gave birth, Courtney?
The food aisle.
Nope, the toilet paper aisle.
Oh, same, yeah.
She was buying toilet paper. This is her third child, her first in-store baby. But this is pretty cool because the Walmart workers saw her go, you know, they saw her go into labor. She was laying on the floor, so what the Walmart workers did was they got sheets, and they put the sheets up around her so other customers couldn't see what was going on. Firefighters came in, and they delivered the baby right there in Walmart.
And they all already had gloves on, so they were prepared.
Gloves and mask,
prepared.
Courtney.
I love it. All right. Share your good news with us. We're all here. Myself, Walmart Jeff, and Gavin. Call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for War of the Roses.
All right.
Basically, if you're in a relationship but you think your significant other is cheating, you call us and we offer them roses. We try and get some information. A lot of times we get a lot of information.
Too much information.
Yeah,
right?
That's
and
true.
Find out if they're cheating or not. Katie is on the line. She's in New Britain. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope we can get you some answers and some peace of mind today.
I hope so, too. I hope you can get me the right answer.
All right. So before we call your husband, producer says his name is David. Why do you think that David is being unfaithful? Tell me why.
Well, he did cheat on me once before with a woman named Kimberly. And this was about like 5 years ago. I confronted him. He stopped. He told me he was, you know, he was going to end it. He ended it and cried. We worked through it. And I really believed that our marriage, you know, became stronger after that.
Okay.
All right.
But lately he's been doing the same thing he did before. He carries his phone with him wherever he goes. One time, like, he even, like, carried it into the bathroom the other day. And I, like, made a joke about it. And he was, like, defensive and weird. He's just been weird, like how he was when he was cheating on me with Kimberly.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna have to pass
what?
On
no,
this
we're
one
not
today.
Why? What do you mean? Would you say that?
Well, I mean, the guy's already cheated. So,
so
I mean,
why,
can we help someone that really needs the help? Like, seriously?
No, we worked through it. Like, he, yeah. I mean, people make mistakes, and he was the most devoted husband and father. We have two small children.
Yeah,
I didn't just take him back for me. I took him back for my kids, and he was remorseful and present. And
all right, so
I needed to do it for my kids.
Yeah, you do. We need to do it, and we need to. And I understand you want to. I understand working through things. I understand people make mistakes, and you've got children. So, listen, I commend you putting in the hard work and making the marriage work. But now it's time to find out what's going on, and what we're gonna do, Katie, is we're gonna call David. Your husband will offer him roses. We'll try and get a little information out of him, see if we can get some more, find out what's going on for you. You'll be listening in. At any point, you can jump in and confront him, or I can bring you in, however you feel, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I can't have you involved in
this. I apologize.
No? I'm feeling very nervous for her right now.
Just try to get information out of him if you can.
Yeah.
This guy might be a slime.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is David there, please?
This is David.
Hey, David. What's going on, man? My name is Chris. I'm calling from Flowers Express. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but your day is about to get a lot better, David. We're a local shop here in the area. We newly opened, and we want to get our name out there. And we came across your name, and we'd like to offer you a dozen red roses, 100% free, with a free card as well. Maybe give them to someone special in your life. How's that sound, David?
Well, it's totally free. Just
100% free. We don't even charge a shipping cost or a gratuity or anything like that. It's just maybe you could post something on Facebook about us and get your name out there a little bit.
All right. Wow, that's pretty cool. Wow, thank you very much. It's awesome.
You're totally welcome, David. I mean, so it sounds like you're all about it. We can get started here. I got a small card. We can write a couple sentences in here, something off the top of your head.
Okay. Yeah, let's just keep it simple. I love you. Is that good?
That's part. That's the three best words in the English language. I love you. I love that.
Good.
So we can write that. I love you, and we can send these out today. And who's going to be the lucky one? Going to be getting these flowers today?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay. Is that a girlfriend? Yeah. Your wife? Or special occasion?
My girlfriend. And this is such a weird time. This is so weird because we just found out that she's pregnant a couple of days ago.
Oh, my gosh. So. Congratulations, David. I mean, that's huge news. And
yeah, that's just weird.
What?
David, let me jump in. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You are on the radio on Kiss 95.7. That is your wife, Katie. Go ahead, Katie.
She's pregnant.
What the hell's going on?
Kimberly, you never stopped seeing her. This is the woman you cheated on me with.
You never stop with the games. It's like
you know we've been having problems for a while.
What are you doing? Why would you do this?
You cheat on me. You get another woman pregnant. What about our kids?
My God.
What are you doing? How long have you? You've been seeing her for what now? 5 years.
Look, it's been over for a long time, but you and I have been having problems. You know, you said anything could happen. You told me yourself this. You told me yourself anything could happen. Why are we doing this like this? This is not right.
What do you mean anything could happen? Anything could happen, like you would get another woman pregnant? Like you would cheat on her? Like you would lie to me? Like you would lie to your children?
Don't leave the kids.
No, I get to talk now. You lied to my face. You lied to your children's faces, and now you're going to bring another child into this world?
Mm.
Now you can speak.
Oh, really? Okay, well, look, I know you're upset. I was going to talk to you, and just, I didn't know how to do it or when to do it, but, you know, this is just... I can't believe this is happening this way. This is not the way to handle it.
Well, it is happening, David, and you're going
to... No, you are not the way to handle it. You love her?
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk about it.
Are you capable of such an emotion, you rat?
You guys know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Jeff, stop. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you both on hold.
He's having a demon because that's what he is. I cannot believe you are doing this to me again.
All right, Katie, I'm going to put you on hold. And listen, I know that I don't know if you want to even work through it, but we offer couples counseling, marriage counseling. We pick up the tab. I'm going to give you all that info. I'm putting you on hold. I'll give you all the info. Hold on. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:40. We're all self-isolating. Except for Gwyneth Paltrow, who decided she wanted to go to the farmer's market recently. So
what?
I know. She needs her fresh fruits and veggies. So she went to the farmer's market in California, although she was wearing latex gloves and a mask. But she was out and about. Also out and about. And this one I can understand a little more. Liam Hemsworth and his girlfriend went to the beach and did a little surfing.
Oh, really? All right.
Nice. And making out. But I think at the beach, Walmart, Jeff, you still are like... 6 feet away, right?
Yeah, you can be 6 feet away. It's not like the farmer's market where you're elbow to elbow and the farmers and everything. I don't know. Stay home.
I don't either. I don't know either. Liam was not surfing with gloves and a mask, so okay. That's always good. And finally, Taylor Swift responding to the 2016 phone call between herself and Kanye West that has now leaked online. The full call, she says, is leaked online. The phone call has Kanye West talking about the lyrics of his song Famous with Taylor, but he did not mention to Taylor that the lyrics would include I Made That Blank Famous, which is something Taylor Swift has always said that he never told her. Taylor posted, instead of answering those who are asking how I feel about this new video footage that leaked, proving I was telling the truth the whole time about the phone call that was, yes, illegally recorded and edited to frame me and put my family and fans through hell. She says, just swipe up to see what really matters. And then when you swipe up, you're linked to Feeding America. Their Feeding America donation page.
I love Taylor Swift. She always comes out on top, no matter what.
No matter what, she always does. You can check out her post and more on all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 8:10. It's a good day. Sunny temperatures in the low 50s. We're helping you out with your bills. Gavin is recovering from the flu. I'm feeling good today. Hey, it's Courtney broadcasting from my basement. We've got Walmart Jeff in the Hartford studio. And then Gavin is recovering at home, self-quarantined for week 2 from the flu. Hey, Gavin, how are you feeling?
Hey, Courtney. Hey, Walmart. I'm on the road to recovery. That is for sure. I'm feeling a lot better than I did last week. No temperature, no body aches, no headaches. So just a little bit of a cough, but I am feeling great. Better than last week, for sure.
And I'm sure your wife, Kelly, misses you because you've been quarantined in a certain part of your house.
Yeah. So I was quarantined in my little man cave that in the back part of the house where I couldn't leave just to go to the bathroom. And she had to like wait on me hand and foot, like 3 meals a day. She was... You know, she was doing such a great job, but and she's happy, definitely happy I'm out. And Finley, he was so concerned with me. He would lay right next to the door. He had no idea what was going on, and he couldn't come in the room. So I felt so bad for him. But
you're talking about your dog,
he's
right?
Happy I'm out too.
We're talking about the dog, right?
Yeah.
Not a buddy, not one of your friends.
No.
All right, and then the other good news is. Good. And the other good news is your son, Lennon, is getting better and should be coming home very shortly. But while you were in quarantine, I'm sure you could give our listeners advice. So I want you to give Gavin's tips on what to do if you're in self-isolation or if you're like self-quarantined.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are quarantining themselves. You know, I was definitely not feeling well. So, I mean, obviously, I think the first thing people are probably doing right now is binge watching a lot of TV shows and Netflix and watching movies. So I definitely did a lot of that. I watched a lot of, you know, comedies, trying to uplift my spirits, a little bit of Seinfeld, some Parks and Rec, Blank's Creek, obviously, is a big one. So I was watching a lot of shows. I did get a chance. I know Walmart, Jeff, I heard you started doing this last night. Is read. You know, a lot of people are starting to read books a little bit. I have so many dad books that, you know, I've been trying to like, kind of go through. I know Walmart Jeff gave me a book, The Expectant Father, which I'm was really happy to read. And another thing that, you know, a lot of people I think are starting to do is like make feel good playlists. You know, music right now is like super important. I would try to just put like happy songs on there. So like Pharrell Williams, Happy, Good as Hell by Lizzo, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars, you know, just songs that are going to uplift your spirits, I think is super important right now. And finally, I know a lot of artists are doing this. They're doing virtual concerts where they'll put out, you know, a time to say, I'm going to be on Facebook Live or Instagram Live at this time. And you can actually watch them perform. And so it's actually really cool that a lot of these artists who canceled a lot of tours are giving their fans an opportunity to see them perform. So I really enjoy doing that as well.
Where is all the booze and sex with your wife and fun?
He's in quarantine.
Just because you're in quarantine doesn't mean you can't get drunk and have sex with your wife.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that didn't make the list there, Walmart Jeff. Maybe that's on your quarantine list.
Definitely.
You know, that's on your list. That's not quite on mine. I try to keep it family friendly here.
But listen, Gavin, what I would love for you to do is if you could, I would love to check out Gavin's quarantine playlist. I think all the songs you mentioned are great and uplifting, and I want to get that together and put it at kiss957.com. Is that something you can do from your home in quarantine?
Oh, that's something I would love to do. And if anyone wants to add more songs to the list, you know, maybe we can put it on our Facebook page, the Courtney Kiss and Mark Facebook page, and we can get a playlist going there.
All right, I'm in. Walmart Jeff and I will add ours. Gavin, you need to get it together. Thank you so much for checking in with us. We're going to call you back, I'm sure, in a little bit. Gavin feeling better from the flu, broadcasting from his house. Great tips on what to do if you are in self-quarantine or self-isolation. You can check out Gavin's playlist. And, of course, I'll add, and so will Walmart Jeff. So it's the quarantine playlist. Make sure you check it out. Coming up on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.